Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Credit Repair Show with your host, the Credit Doctor, Angelo McCutcheon. I want to welcome all of you guys and gals who continue to support my podcast. I want you guys to know I really, really do appreciate it. And I have something special for this month for you guys. Because you know what month this is? This is August the 1st. And this is my birthday month. Yes, it is. August the 15th is my birthday, but I will be celebrating it all month long. So if you guys want to give me a shout out to a happy birthday, you can do that. And if you want to support my podcast, guess what? I'm going to be turning 58 years old. So you know what a great blessing would be to me? If you guys can support me with a Cash App of just $58. If you believe and really appreciate the content that I'm giving you guys or have been giving you guys for close to 2 years now, how about sowing a seed, as we would say? $58, and then the content, just say, happy birthday, Credit Doctor. How's that? So my Cash App will be in the description, but for those of you who can't get to description, it's $Credit1964, $Credit1964. All right, now today we're going to be talking about, is credit repair legal? That's our topic for today. Is credit repair legal? Now, I just wanted to drop that in there. Let me go back to my birthday, which is August the 15th. I'm going to be turning 58 years old. How about a nice, lovely gift, blessing for the Credit Doctor by just sowing a seed of $58. You can Cash App that to me at $Credit1964. Put in the caption or whatever it is, happy birthday, Credit Doctor. You can do that all month long. You don't have to wait for the 15th. The minute you hear this broadcast, you can start sending the Cash App. Now, with that in mind, here's my way of giving back. If I receive 10 or more Happy Birthday Cash Apps, I'm going to be choosing, at the end of this month, 3 people to get a free credit repair service from me. Let me say it again. If I receive 10 or more Cash Apps of $58 saying happy birthday, at the end of the month, I'm going to be choosing out of all you guys who've sent the Cash App, so make sure you have your email in there in the Cash App. Make sure you send your email. I'm going to be choosing 3 people, just randomly, 3 people who've sent me Cash Apps of $58 to receive a free credit repair service. Now that's a value of $600 you're going to get for free. 3 of you guys, all girl, gals, I like to say guys or gals, are going to get a free credit repair service from me. Now, what is a free credit repair service? We're going to actually clean up your credit. Anything on your credit that is inaccurate, incomplete, or unverifiable, we're going to work to clean it up. You're going to have access to our attorneys who can review and even file a lawsuit if there are any violations on your credit report. Now, we've been doing credit repair. Now, people ask me, do you just give out information or do you do credit repair? I actually have a credit repair company. I actually have a credit repair company, and I do help people clean up their credit. I've been doing it for 15 years. This podcast is a way of me giving back to you guys information to help you guys understand that you do not have to live with bad credit, but there is something you can do about it. So you guys know I try to give you guys information on different topics, which is not all exclusive, and it's not legal advice. It's for educational purposes only, as always. But you can use this information to help clean up your credit if you choose to do it on your own. And so that's why you really don't hear me talk too much about my business or credit repair. It's more about just giving you the information, all right, so you can start your journey of cleaning up your credit. But as some of you guys have reached out to me, Yes, I do credit repair. And if you're interested in that, you can, you know, continue to reach out to me. All my contact information is in the description of all my podcasts. So you can email me. You can inbox me on Facebook. However you want to reach out to me, you can find my descriptions, how to contact me, and all the descriptions of my podcast shows. All right. And with that in mind, yes, again, this is the Credit Doctor's birthday month. Shout out. Happy birthday to the Credit Doctor, August 15th. I'll be turning 58 years old. So send those Cash Apps. And by doing so, I'm going to choose three people to receive a free credit repair service from me, the Credit Doctor. All right. So with that in mind, you are listening to the Credit Repair Show with your host, the Credit Doctor. We're going to take a quick break and we're going to come back and talk about, is credit repair legal? We'll be right back right after this. Welcome back to the Credit Repair Show with your host, the Credit Doctor, Angelo McCutcheon. Now we're talking about, is credit repair legal? And I want you guys to know right off the bat, yes, credit repair is legal. Why is it legal? Well, just a brief history on how all this credit, you know, reporting came to be. So years back, when companies or creditors used to extend creditors to consumers and consumers would pay back, but when there were some consumers who didn't pay back their bills or their loans, whatever they got, a lot of times the creditor was left without any recourse other than to try to sue them. But the credit bureaus came up, TransUnion, Equifax, Experian, you know, they had different names back then, came up with a formula to say, hey, how about creating a file for consumers so that other creditors will know whether consumers pay their debts or not? And I'm just paraphrasing it. It'd be too long to go into the whole history. And so they came up with the credit bureaus, right? They came up with, okay, so creditors would be like, if I extend you credit, you don't pay back, I'm going to let the credit bureaus know you didn't pay back this loan. Now, what happened was these creditors found out that not only can we hurt consumers by putting this information on their credit report so other creditors can see, but they started putting false information on there because they were angry, upset, whatever the reason was, that the consumer didn't pay them back. So they were inflating what the balance was. They were inflating all kind of information on a consumer report, and the consumer really had no recourse. When they found out this information was being reported at the bureaus, they was like, hey, but this isn't accurate. That I don't owe this much, or this is not the account number, or I didn't open up this account in this date, whatever. I didn't have these late payments. And for years that went on, credit bureaus, you know, and creditors had this relationship where they just put false information, or they would just put false information, not all of them, but they would put false information about a consumer. So when the consumer started complaining, basically the government stepped in and said, hey, you guys can't do this. If you're going to report information about a consumer, it has to be accurate information. And so credit repair basically came about because it gives you, the consumer, the right to dispute and remove any negative items that are inaccurate, incomplete, or unverifiable. That was the way that you can fix these false reportings on your credit reports. And so the government came up with the laws, one called the Fair Credit Reporting Act, and the other one called the Fair Debt Collection Practices Act. And those laws basically govern what creditors, what debt collectors, what the credit bureaus can and cannot do when it comes to reporting information on your credit file. It also lets you know what you can do, what your options are. And so credit repair is legal, 100% legal. That you as a consumer have the right, if you notice anything about, anything on, I should say, your credit reports that are inaccurate, incomplete, or unverifiable, you have the right to dispute that information. and the credit bureau is supposed to do an investigation. And if they find out that what you're disputing is accurate, then they either have to fix it or they have to delete it from your credit report. Now, it goes a little bit deeper than that, but we don't have time to go into all of that. You guys know, try to keep these podcasts, it's not too long, but just enough to give you guys good information. But as I always say, continue to do your own research into this, because there's a lot of information out there that can help you. And I just want to do my part in giving you what I can give you to help you on this journey of cleaning up your credit. All right. So credit repair is legal. Now, there are credit repair companies that have popped up to help consumers who can't or do not have the time to fight these credit bureaus on a daily basis. And so that's where credit repair companies came about. And it's no more different than car shops, right? Because it's legal to fix your car, right? You have the right to fix anything on your car that breaks down. But if you don't have the time to do that, you're going to go to a car shop to get it fixed. Or car wash. You can wash your own car. That's legal for you to wash your own car. But some people don't have the time. They'd rather go to a car wash place to get their car washed. And that's the same way with credit repair. It is legal. You have the right to do it on your own. But if you don't have the time, there are credit repair companies that can do it for you. Now, somebody say, well, wait a minute. Credit repair is not legal in Georgia. Let's clear that up. Credit repair is legal in Georgia, meaning that if you live in Georgia, you can do your own credit repair. Credit repair is illegal in Georgia for credit repair companies to operate in Georgia. But if you live in Georgia, you can do credit repair yourself. It is legal for you to do credit repair yourself in Georgia. It's only illegal for credit repair companies to do credit repair in Georgia. All right, so I want to make sure we know the difference here. So credit repair is legal. Don't let anybody tell you it's not. You can work on cleaning up your credit yourself, or you can hire a credit repair company to do the same. Now, of course, like any other company, there are some good companies out there. There are some bad companies out there. And you have to be able to do your research to make sure, you know, you're finding the right one if you're going to hire a company to do credit repair for you. All right. So with that in mind, I thank you guys for tuning in to another episode of the Credit Repair Show with your host, the Credit Doctor. You know, our motto is you do not have to live with bad credit. There is something you can do about it. And don't forget, this is the Credit Doctor's birthday month, the month of August, August 15 to be exact. I'll be turning 58 years old. Accepting all cash apps of $58. Now you can send more than $58, but I'm accepting cash apps of $58. And if I get 10 or more for this month, I'm going to be choosing, out of all the people who sent the cash app, 3 people to receive a free credit repair service from me. So when you send a cash app, make sure in the information you say happy birthday, and you make sure your email is in there where we can contact you if you are the winner. And with that, you guys continue to stay blessed. Whatever you do, stay blessed. But what's even more important is that you are a blessing. And with that, have a blessed day.